The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
There's no keeping Fan Friday down. Let's have a word with Jay and Mickey. Morning, gents.
Morning, fellas.
Morning, lads.
There we go. We got them both. We'll start off with you, Mickey. Lots of stuff this morning on the back pages about Wayne Rooney. I was talking before with Tony Scott about this one. Are you one of those in the camp of bring him to Everton still?
Yeah, I would, Steve. I just think it's a no-brainer. I know, you know, his best days on the pitch are probably behind him. But it's just everything that he's going to bring, you know, the experience that he's going to bring. You look at the market and value as well, you know, there's stuff like that, you know, share sales. And it's, as I say, experience for the young lads, you know, that we're bringing a lot of young players through. And he's just, you know, the perfect idol to look at, you know, what he's done in the past and the stuff that he's won. And as I say, if he can offer something on the pitch as a squad player as well, which I think is probably what he'd be, I do feel as though he's probably got a little bit stale at United, and he's certainly got something to offer us. It's just, as I say, it all depends, you know, regarding wages, and the price has got to be right, because, you know, he's on big books, isn't he, at Man U? So as long as we can sort that kind of deal. But as I say, we'll make that back, I think, in revenue alone. And as I say, I just think it'll be a good deal all round.
Jay, would it be a step forward for Everton?
Well, I've said a few times in the past probably 18 months, I think Wayne Rooney's days are, you know, gone, really. He seems he's a bit, looks finished to me. But, you know, at the end of the day, he's a boiled Evertonian, isn't he? And I think from an Everton club perspective, it's probably a good signing, really, in the sense that most of the things Mickey's saying there, he brings a bit of experience, doesn't he? And, you know, the young kids coming through can look up to him because he's achieved everything in the game, hasn't he? And it's not just that. I mean, maybe the attraction of Wayne Rooney as well would be able to enable them to sign better players as well, because, you know, they look at it and say, well, you know, I want to go and play for Everton with Wayne Rooney. I know I've just said there, I think he's a little bit washed up, but other players may not think that. And, you know, at the end of the day, he's still a captain of England, isn't he?
Well, certain figures attract players to come and play with them. And Steven Gerrard has been saying that about Jurgen Klopp. He's been talking about the fact that Klopp does make a difference when he's trying to attract high-calibre players, so whether it be Virgil van Dijk or any other big players who he goes in for this summer. If I'm a top player and I get offered the chance to play for Liverpool with Jurgen Klopp, I jump at that chance. Does the manager make that much of a difference for the top echelon of players, Jay?
I think it plays a little bit of a part, yeah. I mean, you know, you'd only have to look at last summer, don't you, with United. They were in the Champions League, and I know money talks as well, but they still got the likes of Ibrahimovic and Pogba and Mkhitaryan. And, you know, when you look at Liverpool now with Klopp, you think it would make a bit of a difference, though, now that we've got Champions League. Because if you look at Klopp last summer, he struggled to get Götze, didn't he, in January. He struggled to get Draxler. So don't think it is just about the manager, Paul. The money talks at the end of the day, doesn't it, as well? And I think Liverpool now, we're having the Champions League character dangle of players. That's going to help us. But, you know, with Klopp, he is charismatic, isn't he? So that's going to help you get players as well, naturally, anyway.
There's this strange scenario in how it's done. So, for example, Mickey, with Everton, Ronald Koeman has publicly said, I've gone away on holiday. Steve Walsh has gone away on holiday. They've effectively just delivered a list, haven't they? Handed it over to Bill Kenwright and Farhad Moshiri. And now the sort of the persuading work is in their hands. And it's odd to think that's how it's done, Mickey.
Yeah, that seems to be the continental way of doing things, isn't it? I think that's what the likes of Real Madrid, Barcelona's, Munich's and stuff like that. I think the teams on the continent, you know, they leave the coaching to the coach, and any business off the field is usually left to, as you say, the higher echelons of the club. And I think Ronald Koeman's no different. It's something that we're not used to over here. And I personally think it's always better that, you know, if a player is a bit undecided as to where he wants to go to, I just personally think it's better that the manager is there, you know, to sort of try and convince him, and it shows a little bit of willing as well from the club. But as I say, it just doesn't seem to be the way it is with, you know, some of these foreign managers that have come over.
Well, Roy Evans tells that story about how he had flown over to the Caribbean, St. Lucia, I think it was, got a call as soon as he landed from the chairman at the time, Peter Robinson, who said Stan Collymore is a little bit undecided as to whether he goes to Liverpool or Everton. Roy got on the same plane to go back to Manchester, arrived at Manchester, met Stan Collymore, and then got back on the same plane again and went back to the Caribbean again. Jay, it does make a difference sometimes if the manager is in front of the player.
Yeah, of course it will do, because, you know, he's, the player's going to have a relationship with the manager, isn't he, more so than someone who's going to try and strike a deal, like the chief executive or someone like involved in transfer negotiations. It's got to be down to the manager a little bit. And, I mean, that's been spoken of, hasn't it, that Jurgen Klopp has been a bit hands-on with some of the transfers that are going to happen this summer. I mean, a lot of the work's already done, the, you know, the groundwork's done on quite a lot of players. So that leads you to believe that he's already been in contact with the players that he wants, you know, through their agency or what have you. But, you know, we all know the names that Liverpool are interested in. It's been well documented, and some of them are going to cost quite a lot of money. You know, the likes of your Van Dijk's and your Keita and all that. They're not going to come cheap. It's as simple as that. And people have talked about Salah as well. I mean, in the past, Liverpool were linked with him, weren't they? And he ended up going to Chelsea. And people are saying, oh, he had his chance to join Liverpool, I don't want him. But what you've got to realise is that was 3 years ago. He was 21. He offered him, I think it was 20 grand a week more. He's not a Liverpool fan, is he? He's just a footballer. It's just a profession to him. So, you know, if someone's going to offer you more money, of course you're going to choose it, aren't you, if you're not a Liverpool fan? I wouldn't hold that against the lads. But, you know, again, you're talking around 40 million. What Roma wants, is he going to be worth that? And, you know, over time, you've learned that, you know, it's out of your hands, isn't it? You know, it doesn't matter what type of money that gets banded about for these players. You've just got to pay it nowadays, because you only have to look at Manchester United last summer. They went in the Champions League. He paid silly money for some of the players, in particular Pogba. So you've got to just pay it nowadays. And Liverpool didn't spend too much money last season, so there's no excuses now. We've got the Champions League carrot, so let's go out there and do it.
Yeah, it came off for Manchester United. They'd look at their season as a success. I seem to remember Liverpool did their business quite early last summer. Is that right?
Yeah, we did too. But, you know, obviously this season, I'm sure, as Klopp's already said, a lot of the groundwork's already been done. I think Liverpool are hoping to announce a couple of early deals, but it's like anything else, isn't it? We haven't actually qualified for the Champions League properly yet. We've still got to go through a qualifier in August, haven't we? So maybe one or two deals might happen after that. You just never know.
And what about on the Everton front, Mickey? What's the first thing you want to hear? Is it a Wayne Rooney signing? Is it a Sigurdsson? We're reading stuff today about Martina from Southampton. It looks like he's going to arrive. He's going to be some sort of backup to Seamus Coleman.
Yeah, it looks like he's available on a free. It might just be a case of he's going to sort of come in and boost the squad. He's not going to cost nothing. And, you know, Koeman knows the player, which is always a bonus. For me, it's a goalkeeper, Steve. I think that should be sort of top of his list. And for me, I'd just be going all out to go and get Joe Hart. He's available. I believe it nearly happened last year. It was very close to happening, but for whatever reason, it didn't. We're desperate for a goalkeeper because, as I say, you know, Steckenberg and Joel, you know, they just haven't sort of, you know, cut the mustard this year. And you know, Joe Hart brings everything to the party again. Experienced, he's the right age, decent keeper, and he's available. You know, for me, he'd be top of my list.
He's not had a great season in Italy, but I've heard a few whispers this week saying he's very much at the forefront of Ronald's shopping list again.
Yeah, I've heard the same, to be honest, Steve. And I think, you know, so I think Ronald gave both goalkeepers a go. I think, you know, obviously he brought Steckenberg in. I think he brought him in as backup, really. But obviously when he sort of seen Joel, I think he thought, oh, hang on, this guy could be my number one. And Joel's done all right, to be fair. You know, out of the two, he's probably the lesser of two evils. Joel, I'd definitely sort of keep in our squad because he's done okay, but he's not your number one. And as I say, I've heard a couple of rumblings as well that Joe Hart is definitely on the air. On the shopping list. And as I say, you know, I don't think Italy's been the right place for him, but he's definitely proved in the Premier League that he's a quality keeper that's available.
And I suppose for those questioning why it didn't happen last time but it would be okay to happen this time, I think the story behind that was pretty much that Joe Hart still felt he might have a chance of returning to Manchester City, but of course things have changed within the space of a year and Ronald Koeman wants someone who's going to be there for the long term, Mickey.
Yeah, I think that's what it was, wasn't it? He was only going to come in on loan. And as I say, you know, Ronald's looking for a keeper that he can sort of, you know, give confidence to our back four. And I think, as you say, Joe Hart has realised that, which is crazy, really, because out of the keepers that he's got, he's just let Willy Caballero go, hasn't he? And he's certainly better than Bravo for me. So I think they're going to be in the market for a new keeper as well. But it looked like his days are numbered. I don't think Pep likes his... He says he struggles, doesn't he, with his distribution and his kicking. And Well, which is crazy because for me, first and foremost, he's a very, very good goalkeeper. And as I say, proved in the Premier League. And hopefully that we can, that should be our first piece of business. That, you know, we need to get that tied down as soon as possible.
And Jay, did you have a little celebration of Global Istanbul Day yesterday?
Yeah, you know, it's always good memories, isn't it? I mean, it's not just Istanbul. It was 77 as well, wasn't it, Rome? So, you know, at the end of the day, we've had two on that date. But, you know, it's always nice to look back. And it's great that, you know, obviously last season we ended up finishing in the top four. So the Champions League days are coming back, aren't they, hopefully? So, yeah, it's always a nice occasion, isn't it, to look back and remember.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.